following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Some of us were hooked on baseball the moment we put on a glove. Others, watching a game for the first time with our dad. However you came to your love of baseball, chances are, when you want seats, you do what most fans do, head to StubHub. That's because you know StubHub is hands down the easiest way to get access to the best seats. You know it, I know it. Baseball fans everywhere know it. So if you haven't yet, head to StubHub today to score your seat for the start of another amazing season.
StubHub!
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Walk, error, walk, hit a guy. I'm done with him already. The guy would not be on my plane. Find your own way home, Jonathan Broxton. You want to stay out in California and pitch? Then do it. That's horrible. That's pathetic. The eighth, there wouldn't. I'll guarantee you, the Titans here in Kearney, the travel team that was in Indianapolis, wouldn't plunk back-to-back kids to tie and lose the baseball game.
How about the first?
You're getting paid $1 billion, and you can't even come close to the plate. You embarrassment. You big embarrassment.
How about the first guy you hit, thinking about charging the mound?
Yeah, I'm going. I really wanted to hit you to tie the game, dork. But how do you walk guys that are smaller than me?
I'm with you, Doug. I'm with you. It was terrible down the stretch. It was embarrassing.
Everybody's calling me going, hey, where's the game? I said, well, it is on television today. We did not have the radio broadcast yesterday, the Royals game. And so, of course, enough people had to watch. The Royals puked that away. Alex Gordon finally got off the schneid, couple of hits, including a home run, and helped get the team the lead. Billy Butler drives in an RBI double in the top of the 12th with two outs. They're up 4-3. You got the bottom of the order coming up, and you bring in this loser.
Well, Holland and Collins mowed them down, both retiring all six they faced, four strikeouts apiece, I think, mowing them down.
And, Daddy, I mean, I know it's early in the season. Timmy Kirkjian's already on, and it made me ill. Who's the biggest disappointment so far this season? Who's the biggest surprise this season? Yeah, we're a week in. Evidently, we got nothing else to talk about. But, Daddy, I don't care what ball club you are. But in this case, you're the Kansas City Royals. You start with a six-game road swing against the Angels, who people believe are going to be in the World Series or win the World Series out of the American League. And then you play at Oakland. You take 2 of 3 after dropping a tough opening night game from the Angels. Then you go to Oakland. You've split the first two. Probably, and the one you lost was 1-0, so you got the job done on the mound. Yesterday, it's a 12-inning ball game. You were behind. You come back. You tie it. You take the lead. With nobody on and two out in the 12th, you get a single and a double, and you're up 4-3, and you bring your closer in. And they score two runs without benefit of a hit, which is just sickening. just absolutely sickening. You would not accept that. Brad Archer, Tino Martinez, they would not accept that on their Junior Legion baseball teams. This is Major League Baseball. You get on the plane 4-2, fly home, everybody's in a great mood, you land in Kansas City, you got the day off, your home opener's tomorrow, everybody's stoked. No, you yank all of that out. It's not like you're the Yankees or the Red Sox or even Tampa Bay or Philadelphia, St. Louis, where you're used to winning and you know that you're going to be able to get it turned around. You're the Kansas City Royals. You haven't done squat in 25 years.
That's part of the problem.
Mark Davis is just going through my head right here. The downfall of the Royals after the 85 World Championship, bringing him in with the highest contract for a relief pitcher out of the Padres, who just blew the first thing he'd ever did for the Royals on opening day and never amounted to anything, went out with an injury early that season. I mean, this Broxton guy, who was the fat ass that got traded to the Cubs that whose uniform looked like CC Sabathia here a couple of years ago with the
Farnsworth?
Goggles? No, with the goggles. I can't. He had 100 saves, I think, for the Dodgers, and then he ends up with the Cubs. I can't remember his name. Who gave up? Who lost the opening day here a couple of days
ago?
Yeah, Eric Gagne. I mean, that's what that reminded me of yesterday. It's going to take. How hard is it? One inning, and you can't get anybody out.
Well, he walked two and plunked two. He wasn't exactly facing the Bash Brothers either. You know, throw the thing down there. Make them put it in play and score their
run. This wouldn't normally be a big thing. I think it's a big thing.
If they're 3-3, they'd have taken that to start the season. Yes, it's disappointing yesterday.
It's a big thing.
Well, 4-2.
It's a really big thing.
4-2 to 3-3, that's fine. Is that a radio station decision why we didn't have the day game on?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had three people ask me, and that's fine. It was a radio station decision. The biggest disappointment wasn't Jonathan Broxton to me. It goes to the booth.
Something that has no effect on the outcome of the game.
Rex Hudler.
He's the new television man, color analyst. Frank White is out.
Well, he's not for very much longer. You know what? We do high school football games, and I know that I've said my share of stupidity over the years.
We do this show,
and I spew stupidity over the years. Yesterday in the third inning, Bruce Chen's on the mound. There's two on, two out in the third. Josh Reddick comes to the plate. I went back because I had it on that channel, and I found the conversation. So I basically got it verbatim of what Rex Hudler said. Rex Hudler starts off. He hits a second foul ball into the seats, of which Rex Hudler follows that up with and says, "You've got to really bust it to catch a foul ball in this ballpark."
Yeah, lot the most expansive area of foul ground there is in any major league park.
That's fine if it falls 2 feet short of a diving Jeff Francoeur in right field. But when the ball goes into the seats, what difference does it make in how hard you bust your ass? Okay, so I'm sitting there going, okay, that statement really had zero validity towards that. There's a pop-up on the infield. It's back and out of play. Okay, that's a dumb statement. It's not on the infield if it's a foul ball.
That guy doesn't do Husker baseball anymore.
Thank you. I know. That drove me nuts, too. So that starts there. The next statement from Rex Hudler, he says, as you notice, Josh Reddick at the plate has sunglasses on. Sunglasses worn at the plate really cut down on the glare. Several years ago, they didn't have glasses. They're very helpful. All right, it's a little strange. A lot of batters don't wear sunglasses. I know that that's not a common. People in the field wear sunglasses. He continues that to say, "Think. Do you think Stan Musial or any other great players in their day could have benefited from wearing sunglasses? Not really like Stan needed any help." Ryan LaFever, if there's a pause, Ryan LaFever then says, "Absolutely." But it's an awkward, absolutely, like, let's just end this conversation and move on with the day. He continues to say there are conventional sunglasses, like Chris Getz is wearing right now, that is the kind you flip up and flip down when you look in the sky. That's fine, except when they show Chris Getz has got his sunglasses backwards, upside down, on the back of his hat. So I don't know how he would know if that's a, you flip him up or flip him down. They just showed Chris Getz. Then he said, now think about it, Ryan. When you squint into the sun, it takes energy out of the body. But when you put glasses on, you don't have to squint, and thus saving your body energy. Let me repeat what he just said. Now think about it, Ryan. When you squint into the sun, it takes energy out of your body. But when you put on the glasses, you don't have to squint, thus saving your body energy.
Is that why I get tired later in the day?
So then he says, does that make sense? So then Ryan LaFevre doesn't say yes, no, it makes no sense, you're a goof, whatever. Ryan LaFevre then says, or like the eye black that like Mike Moustakas is wearing. That takes some of the glare out of the way. Rex says, and it is a good thing. And it works taking the glare away from your eyes. Sunlight reflects off the black under your eye, helping your eyes relax. They have some eye black that they tape on and some that you put on with a stick. Or you can light a cork and blow it out, and then you can make eye black. That's how they did it back in the day. Ryan says, matter of fact, if you're at home right now, try it out. And they chuckle, but Ryan's trying to get this conversation over. And please, Rex says, you have to be of age to strike a match. Okay, there's his little that was the conversation with two on two out in the third. Josh Reddick gets out. The Royals move on. Later in the game, Rex Hudler, in the 11th inning, I think Frank Coor came to plate. Rex Hudler says, Frank Coor loves a fastball out over the plate.
Who doesn't?
Well, that's my point. Most major leaguers, Unieski Betancourt does too. I mean, pick the worst hitter on any team. They love one belt high right in the middle of the plate. It just seems like in the later innings, Ryan LaFevre just talked about how, you know, when the Royals 4-2 would be a great, you know, want to go home with good taste in your mouth. They'd have taken 3-3, but 4-2 would have been, you know, an awesome deal. So the very next half inning, he comes back and says, "Gosh, Ryan, don't you think 4-2 would be a great way to take a road trip home to Kansas City?" It's nails on a chalkboard already, and that, I'll be honest, I saw three innings before yesterday, and that was the first inning I saw. Rex, come on, man.
And there's actually an article here just a couple of days ago in the Kansas City Star. It's a commentary from Sam Mellinger, Hudler working hard to win over Royals fans.
Well, Rex.
And Royals fans are unhappy that Frank White got shown the door. Evidently, Frank White's been on Twitter. And, you know, already Hudler's been, there's criticism. It's out there already. So we're going to try and take care of that. More Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, so you can listen to the radio.
Well, thank you for that. Because if he's on there every game, that radio will be on and the TV will be shut off. There's no doubt.
Now, Royals are back on Sunday because of the spring game on Saturday. But out of 162 games, I think we've got 140 of them, something like that, on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Chris in Kearney says, quit bitching. Be a Cubs fan this year. Chris, we already know the Cubs had no chance. We root for a team that has at least a possibility. That's the Kansas City Royals, and that ought to be saying something.
How about Jeff Francoeur and the right field bleachers? Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, he bought pizza and threw him money. This email from Tom in Kearney, who says, I had Broxton in fantasy baseball last year. Didn't bother me when the Royals picked him up because Kansas City had Soria. Got sick when Soria got hurt because I knew what that meant. Was warned ahead of time about Hudler, but I still gave him a fair chance. Only made it through the third inning of the opener before I decided I won't be listening to this crew anymore. And Ryan LaFevre is so good.
He's one of the best in the business. Really good. But Rex is killing it. Killing it. And I'm going to tell you right now that when he went on the, do you think Stan Musial or any of the great players of the past, when he did that little deal and like he asked Ryan a question, it was like, absolutely.
Coming up on the show, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach. Also, Scott Tolsman's in promoting the Buffalo County Brawl. We've got boxing going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds on Saturday. We'll talk about that in just a couple of moments here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Another email here to the Dent Popper inbox. Stan says, hey, Daddy, thanks for the info. Now I know why it's hard to get up in the morning. It takes too much energy to squint while trying to find the bathroom in the morning. And you're right, that new announcer is bad. Thanks, Stan. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. More bad news. The Shelton track meet has been postponed until tomorrow. I think a lot of that's going on today, folks, so check it out. You can go to our website and check out the Bruce Furniture closings at ESPNSuperstation.com. But you've got good news, Daddy. The bowling championships start today. All-Americans for the Huskers. We'll talk about that. But, folks, Bruce Furniture now takes your trade-ins on your in-home pieces of furniture that still have a little life in them. If you're on the brink of deciding to buy new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture, and maybe the deal will do the magic to solve two issues. One, you want new furniture. Two, Bruce Furniture has a growing demand from folks around the area for good used items. Just bring in a picture, snap a digital on your phone, and bring it in for a top dollar trade-in. Bruce Furniture has a high demand for used stock in good condition. Nothing from the shed or the barn or, you know, that the college kids had. Stuff that you could keep, but you'd like something new and better. Plus, they bring in the new, they'll take out the old. It doesn't get any better than that. Try them out today at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, just right for you.
Just think about it. Maybe you're tired from squinting into the sun all day and you're just dead ass tired. They've got a recliner for you to lay down in.
Well, and you know, you're taking the sofa out of the house. Why do you think the Bruce Furniture guys are wearing sunglasses? They're staring right into that sun. They want to get through the door. They don't want to bam.
No squinting involved.
No squinting at Bruce Furniture. We're back after this.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
See how easy it is to install your own Larson storm door this Saturday morning at 10 at Builders. You can spruce up your home this spring with a new storm door. A Larson storm door can enhance the look of your home, add light ventilation style or protection. Quality built doors that are energy efficient. Buy now and save up to $30 on Larson storm doors in stock. An expert from Larson will be here for a special clinic Saturday morning at 10. Builders does it best with your new Larson storm doors.
Builders does it best.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
The NFL's top draft picks will earn hundreds of millions of dollars. So you should win at least something. And you can with Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill Draft Pick'em Contest. Head to Jersey's in Kearney to start your first round draft. Your ability to win will rest on your ability to pick correctly. Remember, Aaron Rodgers even dropped to 24. So study up. It's at Jersey. Also find it on our Facebook page and ESPN Superstation.com.
The skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll see scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area with highs in the upper 50s. Southeast winds will stay around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. By the way, the NHL playoffs did start last night. And I do have Vancouver winning that series. We're going to make our predictions later on here.
Is that the 8 seed?
Yeah. It was 2-2. They scored with about 3.5 to go and throw in an empty netter. We'll look at those. Skip Barry has given us his psychotic selections as well. He's got a lot of upsets in his Voice of the Storm coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show in the second half. Plus, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, is going to join us on the program.
All of our guests fed by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Try breakfast served daily, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich or choose hotcakes. Try Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also, Lexington, Cozad,
good news,
North
Daddy. Good news. Sports director Mike Will over in Hastings, who gets to make these decisions on Royals baseball now, he has just informed me that tomorrow's home opener will be on the Breeze 94.5. I hate to have Daddy suffer through another TV broadcast.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. This from Russ. If you're going to do Royals baseball, why don't we have them all on?
Well, I'll tell you this. Folks, we used to have them here on ESPN for a few years. Before that, it was Rockies. I get just as many emails and calls about having baseball on in the afternoon. If you're not a Royals fan, you don't appreciate it. If you are a Royals fan, you do appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody listening or not listening, whatever the case may be. We love your concerns. Whatever we air here, we'll always hear from you, whether it's Frozen Four, Masters Golf, or NFL, or college football, Royals baseball. We bring so much to you that we try to do our best.
No, that's fine. As a sports fan, I'd rather hear the Pirates and the Brewers play a baseball game in the afternoon than to hear Jim Rome. That's personal opinion. Pick a game. It doesn't matter. I'd just rather have baseball on.
You like live sports like Saturday night going out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, the Buffalo County Brawl, some battles going on Saturday night.
Yeah, and right now the fight promoter for Knockout Sports, Scott Tolsman, joins us. Scott, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Scott, we're glad to have you on the program, and I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm sure folks have told you about this, but MMA has gotten big here the last 6 months, 5 months. There's been a couple of big cards, including one just a couple of weeks ago, and MMA definitely has their fan supporters. But boxing, still the sweet science, the pure sport of boxing, and there just aren't that many fight cards I think around the country anymore, especially in this part of the region. How big is it to be able to just even get a fight card put together anymore?
Hey, you know what? We're really happy to be here, you know, in Nebraska and Kearney. And specifically, the reason we are here is because of the lack of boxing in the Kearney area and actually mid-Nebraska, for that matter, and Midwest, even, for that matter. And we saw a real niche here in terms of some talent right here in Nebraska, specifically one of the local guys that you know of, Brandon Quintana, a kid that can really fight, but has been sent out on the road over and over for real tough fights in everybody's backyards. And, you know, we thought, hey, you know, he's won his last two fights that Gary Shaw brought here on Showtime. He won both of them by knockout in the second round, and we said, you know what, let's step him up. We got a real tough of opponent for him. And let's see where this kid is. He was a great amateur, 8-time state champion. He won, I think he was at the, yeah, he went to the Nationals 2 times and lost in the quarters. I think quarters, finals once. But anyway, I mean, good amateur, solid kid.
Okay, Scott, I faced you with this question yesterday, and I thought you answered it perfectly. For fans looking at the fight card, they see 4-7 next to Brandon Quintana. They're going, well, we thought he was an 8-time state champion. We thought his pro record would be better. It's a little bit misleading. Tell the folks what you told me.
You know, you're exactly right. It is. You know, it's really tough going to the backyards of a signed fighter that is with a promotional company, and you're fighting on his card in his backyard, his hometown. It's an extremely uphill battle. You know, the old saying is, you got to knock him up to get a draw, and you know, unfortunately, sometimes it ends up being that way. And, you know, Brandon was a kid, he just didn't get signed. They felt very confident with him, even without getting signed, to take him to some of the backyards and let him fight. And, you know, his talent will show itself. And he's been, I mean, he's done well. I mean, he's lost, you know, I think there's 3 split decisions he's lost. He's been, you know, I mean, they're tough fights. A split decision in a guy's backyard, you can kind of know what we're saying. So, yeah, I mean, he's a talented kid and he can fight a little bit.
We're talking with Scott Tolsman. He is the fight promoter for Knockout Sports Entertainment for the Buffalo County Brawl, coming to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday night. And the main event should be a good one as well.
the main event is absolutely. I mean, we have a kid named the Sharpshooter Mwendo. He's a kid that his TV time and his big opportunities will be coming soon. We're taking our time to develop him. This is his first time in an 8-round fight. We're putting him in there with a tough veteran that's been 8 rounds. I think he's been in 4 times. He's been 8 rounds. A kid that's going to definitely push him. But this kid is, I'm not one to use names a lot, but he's worked a lot out of the Mayweather camp. And Roger Mayweather isn't a guy to compliment too much, but if you ask him about him, he knows the kid.
Scott Tolzman joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You feature 6 kids from the state of Nebraska, 3 from our backyard here in Kearney. Also, North Platte, Scotts Bluff, and Bennington will be represented. Okay, we've got the local kids fighting. Bring in some fan support. But you're also, I mean, you've got one from Africa that you just spoke of. You've got a kid from Jacksonville, Florida. What is the appeal for somebody like a guy from Jacksonville, Florida, to fight in Kearney, Nebraska?
The appeal with him is that he's coming to win. That's his appeal. He wants to upset Mwendo. This is a kid that is the upset king. He's the guy that goes on the road, and if your kid isn't 100% ready and your kid can't handle a real tough fight, a kid that will take you into the deep rounds, this kid's going to do it. A case in point is a few years back we brought him into the Target Center in Minneapolis, and he's supposed to be the opponent. They just forgot to tell him against the prospect, Alan Litzaw, who was signed out of the East Coast. And, Alan was out cold in 2 rounds. So he's a guy that isn't a joker. He knows why he's coming in, but he also knows he's a confident guy. He's one of these guys that you're going to put, if your kid can't get over him, he isn't going to make it. If you can get over him, then you have something to work with. So we're going to see what Mwendo can do.
Hey, don't be afraid to name drop on the Doug and Daddy Show, because we like to do it every chance we get. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Tell the folks about Brandon Quintana's opponent, Reggie Sanders.
He's actually fighting a kid, Steve Cox. Reggie Sanders ended up, it was an absolute, things ended up not going as we anticipated. There was a tragedy in his family, and he wasn't able for the fight.
Okay.
So we ended up getting Steve Cox, and Steve Cox is coming out of Missouri as well. He was just fought an undefeated kid out in the East Coast and lost a split. Definitely in shape, definitely been active, and I can just guarantee you one thing. Brandon better, we feel confident about Brandon, but he's got a fight on Saturday, let me tell you.
So what kind of a homer ref did we get for this fight?
hey, here you go. I don't know any of them. But, the other thing I was just going to bring out that was kind of important is that, in terms of the local fighters suddenly, taking the guys who quite often are on the B side and putting them on the A side. At the same time, we wanted all these fights extremely competitive. And, based on these guys, their records and both sides and so forth, it was not difficult to do. Every one of these guys are in fights. They know it. For those who show up, it's going to be a fight. I mean, there's no walkover fights on Saturday night. I mean, we got an action-packed house.
Last minute here with Scott Tolzman. He is the promoter for Saturday night's Buffalo County Brawl with Knockout Sports Entertainment. Of course, Daddy, when you say boxing around here, the first name that pops into your head is Quintana and Ernie Quintana and his boys, and they have got this going. And then you talk about the kids coming from Scotts Bluff and North Platte, where they still tend to have a little bit of golden gloves, a little bit of boxing there. Scott, what is, in your opinion, the state of boxing right now? Everybody seems to think it is on a major decline.
It's interesting. I kicked that around a lot, and we were kind of talking about it again the other day with a promoter and so forth. And it's one of those sports. Boxing is never going to completely dissipate. That's first and foremost. It is a tougher market right now. There is a real mix up between MMA and boxing. And all I can really, really say is that they're very, very different sports. I have respect for both, but I'm an absolute purist when it comes to boxing. The sport of boxing isn't going anywhere. The upside of this and what I, appreciate about the competition between the two is that it's really, it's made boxing have to lift its game. I mean, we've got to put on better shows, more competitive shows. They got to be tougher shows in theory for the fighters, for them to get the respect that they deserve and need. And so, that's where we are. We're matching tough fights. The guys know what they're in for, and you know, that's what we have to do to compete against. You know, when we have MMA out there putting on shows, we got to compete with them head to head. We want to do it, and we want to put on good, tough fights.
Buffalo County Brawl going on this Saturday, April 14th, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 6 o'clock. First bout scheduled to start about 7:15, right in that area. So if you're not doing anything Saturday night, head out and check it out. Scott, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. And everybody come out, support your kids. Like I said, your local guy, Brandon, we got him in tough, but let's see what he's made of.
All right, Scott, can't wait to see some great fights on Saturday night. Best of luck to you and the crew.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Scott Tolzman from Knockout Sports Entertainment here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Got to get back from the spring game so we can check out boxing on Saturday night. Speaking of the spring game, folks, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the spring game on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. I want to do that right now. 888-455. This is easy. By the way, this is going to be easy. 888-455-3776. Call now. If you've not won tickets on the Doug and Daddy Show yet this week, call now, 888-455-3776. And let's see if we can get a winner for a pair of spring game tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. If you want a pair of tickets to the spring game, we've had the last couple of days our trivia question evidently tough enough where the folks had trouble answering correctly.
So, hard ones. Well, that was mine, so they were hard.
Shit. Well, okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Evidently nobody. If you want to get a shot at some spring game tickets, give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, Nebraska in the Big Ten is in the Legends Division. Name the other five members of the Legends Division.
That'd be Iowa, Michigan State. Let's see. Wisconsin.
Oh, not Wisconsin. Kev, try back. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay on the phone line here. Who are we chatting with?
Larry.
Larry, Nebraska's in the Legends Division in the Big Ten. Name the other five members.
Minnesota.
That's one.
Iowa.
Two.
Michigan State.
Three.
Northwestern.
Four. One more.
Michigan.
There you go. You are the winner of a pair of spring game tickets. Hey, thanks for calling the show. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you set up for some spring game tickets. We're going to give away another pair before the end of the show today. And Greg Beals, head baseball coach at Ohio State, joins us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That's the sound of an engine running on the strength of Castrol Edge. This is that same engine in the middle of a hot desert. Now in the cold of the Arctic. Now on a mountain. On a dark and stormy night. In the clouds. In a dream within a dream. We test and perfect Castrol Edge to be its strongest no matter what you put it through. Visit youtube.com/CastrolUSA to see how. Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool, the other won to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple.
One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies remain cloudy through the day today, we'll see scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area with highs in the upper 50s. Southeast winds will stay around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling along on this Thursday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Greg Beals is going to join us, Ohio State baseball coach. Got to make our NHL picks. You want to do that now, or you want to do that after the interview?
Let's do it now.
All right, let's do it now. Skip Berry has sent us his picks from the Tri-City Storm, so we're going to move along with those and take a look at those, take a look at ours. And let's start at the Western Conference. Vancouver taking on L.A. I got them in the first round. Skip has picked the L.A. Kings. Now, this is before the upset last night. In six games, he says their goaltending is better, and Vancouver hasn't been challenged in their division.
Well, I think Canucks is a much flashier name than the Kings, so I will take the Canucks.
The 4-5 seed, Nashville and Detroit. If Detroit's been in the playoffs 21 consecutive years and have only had to start on the road twice, this being the second time, this must not be one of their better teams, even though they're in the playoffs. I took Nashville, and Nashville did get a win last night.
You know what? I'm going with the same. I thought Predator was a great movie. I will take the Predators.
Nashville in five games for Skip. St. Louis and San Jose. I got a long way with one of the seven seeds last year. I'm taking San Jose. Skip took San Jose in seven games. He says they underachieved all season, need to prove something finally as the underdogs. What do you think against the St. Louis Blues?
Well, that's where our boy is playing for the Blues, right? Jaden Schwartz?
So there you go.
I'll take St. Louis.
And the Phoenix Coyotes against the Chicago Blackhawks. My gut says to take Chicago, but I'm going to take Phoenix. You can't have two upsets there, can you?
I will take Chicago. That's just what I do.
Of course, now, see, what they do is they reseed.
We just got to pick the first round now, then we'll have to do it when we...
You don't want to pick your overall winner? Like Americans?
Well, we could pick the overall winner, but I think you got to wait till... there's no sense picking the next round if they don't play each other.
In the Western Conference, let's go to the Eastern Conference now. You have got the New York Rangers taking on Ottawa. I think New York, that's a pretty easy pick there.
I will take the Rangers as well.
You've got the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Philadelphia Flyers. Oh, Skip, by the way, he took the Rangers in six games. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Skip has taken Pittsburgh in five. You got Sidney Crosby. You're winning.
I will take the Flyers.
Okay. Take some Philadelphia Freedom.
I will
there.
Take some, yeah, there you go. That's where John Bon Jovi's from.
Well, the Flyers rallied from a three-goal deficit to win the first game in overtime last night, 4-3, so obviously you're using that in your selections.
I had no idea. That's awesome.
We have got the Florida Panthers against the New Jersey Devils. Skip takes New Jersey in six.
Ooh, there's another upset. I will not take them. I will take the Panthers.
Skip says Florida has less business being here than Tim Tebow does as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Nice, Skipster.
He hates Florida, doesn't he?
Yes.
Who'd you take?
I've got Panthers.
Okay, I'll take the Devils.
Okay, cool.
And then you've got the Boston Bruins against the Washington Capitals. That's a no-brainer. I'll take Boston. Skip takes Boston in six. I mean, me saying no-brainer about hockey stuff.
Yeah, Washington's a mess right now with what Obama's doing. They have no chance. I'll take the Bruins.
So then that would mean New York would play the Devils and Boston would play Pittsburgh in mine. So New York and Pittsburgh I've got in the Eastern Conference Final. And then I've got Vancouver and Nashville in the Western Conference Finals. That's the way I'm going to have it pegged out. And then I'll take, Skip has picked the Rangers over New Jersey and Pittsburgh over Boston. And he picked the Kings over Phoenix and Nashville over San Jose. He's got Nashville beating the Kings in the Western Conference Final and Pittsburgh beating the Rangers in five games in the Eastern Conference Final, giving him a Pittsburgh-Nashville Final, which is the four seed on each side. I guess I'm going to have to take Vancouver to make it to be a little different, and I'll also take them to battle Pittsburgh.
Really?
And I'll take the Canucks to win it all. Skip's got them going out in the first round, and they're down one game to none, so I'm going to take Vancouver over Pitt.
I will take the Rangers to win the whole deal. And obviously, I've got the Rangers. We'll see. The Rangers would be playing who if it was reseeded? The Rangers would be playing they'd be playing the Flyers. I got them advancing over Philadelphia. And then the Panthers and Bruins. I've got the Panthers advancing. So Rangers and Panthers. The Rangers winning that.
That was one of the more interesting segments we've ever done. That's so you've got St. Louis in the finals.
Because of Jaden Schwartz.
And you got him playing the New York Rangers and the Rangers winning.
Yep.
Okay. There you go. Our NHL selections, which got last year was great. Somehow I got a bunch of them right. And I think you still beat me.
Okay. We got a lunch on it. We got a lunch on the first round. Because they reseeded everything.
And you're due.
I am due.
You're due. I'm on a pretty good streak here. I can't believe I snuck out the Masters. What?
Well,
I am.
You got one in a row.
What was the last one? What was before that? Did you
March
beat me?
March Madness.
Yeah, you did. And then I had six or seven before that. Was that the deal?
No, I don't think so. I think the bull one was before that, and I beat you by – I clinched on Christmas Eve.
I can't believe it. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, they want to take a quick minute and let everyone know that their huge Ram savings offering – right now, it starts nationally tomorrow and runs through Monday. It's the 96-hour Ram event. Did you know you can qualify for up to $9,200 off new Ram 1500s right now with over 30 new Ram 1500s to readily choose from? They're sure to have the perfect truck for you at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership in Kearney. They'll be going the extra mile for their customers. Even though the official offer doesn't start until Friday, they'll be honoring it right now. That means you'll be able to save a full 2 days earlier without having to adjust your weekend plans. Right now, you get a Midway hassle-free discount. You can save up to $9,370 on one of many great Dodge Ram events. So, folks, Ram 1500s, they've got 30 of them in stock, over $9,200 in savings. It's all right there during the 96-hour event, which actually they're going to extend. They're going to make it 120 hours because it's already going on at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Go out and see them today. We'll come back. Greg Beals will join us, head baseball coach at Ohio State, right after this.
Start going green and saving some green with Bridgestone fuel-efficient Ecopia tires. Now through April 29th, when you buy four Ecopia or Eco product tires, you'll receive your choice of a $70 American Express reward card or a Kindle Touch. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Kindle devices are given away on behalf of Bridgestone Americas. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Certain limitations apply. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon. A lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Two of the favorites to reach the playoffs in the American League face off in the Bronx.
Fastball hit high and deep to left field for Gett. Albert Pujols rocks one.
As Albert Pujols and the Angels go head-to-head with Derek Jeter and the Yankees.
Goal! A grand slam for Derek Jeter.
The Yankees and Angels, Sunday Night Baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll see scattered showers and a few thunder showers around the area with highs in the upper 50s. Southeast winds will stay around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 46. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 43.
Yeah! Oh, was that on the air? Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big day for our friends up at Sargent. We have some listeners up there, and we sure appreciate that. They're one of those many towns, like Bill from Deschler when he calls, right on the edge of our coverage area. We always appreciate hearing from them. Big day from them. They've had their first male athlete receive a Division I scholarship today. Jed Fenske is going to wrestle at the University of Nebraska. They anticipate him going at 157 pounds, and his brother Guy is going to walk on to play football. And again, I know UNK was hoping to pick up one of those to play football here, but Jed Fenske is going to wrestle at Nebraska, and Guy Fenske is going to walk on. They had Brad Zurich walk on and was a wrestler there just a handful of years ago, but he is the first Division I male athlete. They have had a volleyball player or two that have done it on the ladies' side, but congratulations, and I know a lot of folks watched Sargent, competed against Sargent, know a lot about the Bulldogs up there. They've got five kids, Coach Mahler told me, that are going on out of a D2 school, five seniors that are going on to further their career in athletics at various spots, baseball, football, wrestling.
It's a fun group to have come through a school, especially the size of Sargent, no doubt.
Okay, now I ask here, I've got this for you, Daddy. It appears, and I haven't looked, it may be official right now, but Larry Eustace is going to be the next Colorado State basketball coach.
They got the one.
So he's taking the job at Colorado State. Obviously, if he'd have been offered, he'd come to Nebraska. What does that tell you about Larry Eustace if he leaves Southern Miss to go to Colorado State? I see that as a lateral move. Both were in the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a lateral move. I would look at Southern Mississippi being higher up on the totem pole than Colorado State, but that maybe it's not. Maybe financially, maybe there's not a commitment there. Maybe they think there is at Colorado State. I don't know.
Mel Kiper saying Nebraska's Levante David the most underrated player on the board right now. So that's pretty cool, I guess. Maybe that'll help his stock move up. Don't forget the final Loper Luncheon of this academic and sports season is today at the Health and Sports Center. Coaches begin at 12 noon, so if you're just getting ready to go to lunch, there's your reminder. Here's an interesting one for you, Daddy, as we await Greg Beals there from Ohio State. UNO has 13 students who plan to play football last year. Have you seen this? They planned to play football last year. They filed a lawsuit to obtain university records regarding the decision to drop the program. Attorney Mike Deegan says the records might show that UNO officials knew the football program would be dropped before the school signed that recruiting class, and if so, they would consider legal action against the university for deceiving the signees. And UNO is not being very cooperative with turning over what should be public information.
Real nice. Real nice. Cheating again. They did it all the time when they had football. Now they're just doing it.
Oh, man.
I got to go to the Den Popper inbox.
Yeah, we got some spring game tickets before the show's over as well, so stay tuned for that.
Irish Ken chimes in and says, I was warned by someone in Kansas about the idiot who replaced Frank White on the Royals TV broadcast. I watched my first game last night / yesterday afternoon. Had no warning what could be prepared for the most irritating verbal display I've ever heard. I also see there'll be more fisticuffs for you.
You've moved up the ladder.
There you go. Fisticuffs for you Neanderthals to watch.
Oh, Irish Ken.
Neanderthals.
Yeah, it would take one to know one.
That is not very nice, Ken, and I will not be seeing you at the Pancake Social.
And also, Daddy, big day for you. You're going to hunker down in front of your computer and ESPN.
Yeah, we got a lot going on this afternoon, and they announced the All-American Bowling Team yesterday.
Hello, National Championships.
Kayla Johnson, first team. All-American honors given to her. She's a 23rd Husker to earn that honor. Also, Christy Mickelson, Phil's niece, honored with a spot on the third team All-American squad. It's her first selection. And Valerie Culberry earned second selection to the honorable mention All-American squad. So three of them, they're in Wickliffe, Ohio. Wickliffe.
That's got to be a suburb, right?
It is, yes. It's right by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think. I think it's right down the street. But congratulations, ladies.
This week, Nebraska hits the road for their baseball series with Ohio State as they continue their first swing through the Big Ten Conference. And as we do every week on the Doug and Daddy Show, we like to catch up with the head coach of the opponent, Darren Erstad, first year. So Greg Beals has got all kinds of tenure on him here in the Big Ten. This is his second year.
Yeah, he'll see him and say, hey, Gramps, how's it going, Greg? That's the way they'll introduce him. Greg Beals joins us. How are you today, coach?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. I've just had one lap around this conference, so I'm only one lap ahead of Darren, but I'm sure he'll catch up quickly.
Well, give us your thoughts. One time through, what was it like?
Well, I tell you, it's a great experience, and you know, the Big Ten is big time college athletics, and we're awfully excited to have Nebraska in, and especially from a baseball standpoint. You know, just the radio shows, the media, and you know, we knew as soon as Nebraska got in, and it was going to be a big player in baseball. You know, we're glad to have him in there. I think it ups the ante for baseball in the Big Ten.
Coach, we've talked to every coach about this, that the Big Ten's been knocked for the baseball. That's the one thing that Nebraska fans thought we were taking a big drop down in. Many of the coaches don't feel that way. You stand up for Big Ten baseball, I'm assuming, yourself.
Absolutely. You know, I think we got, you know, one thing with we're known for is beating each other up. I mean, it's just kind of a black and blue conference, and you guys have seen that already. You've had some tough weekend series, and you know, you just never know. You go into a weekend series, and we in the Big Ten just have that ability to beat up on each other for some reason.
We're talking with Greg Beals, the head baseball coach at Ohio State. They put together a nice little winning streak here as Nebraska comes in. What's been going on during the last couple of weeks, coach?
We've gotten to play at home. That's the one thing that helps a lot. You know, we've been chasing weather down early in the year, and then we got on the road to Michigan State in the conference play. It's just been, you know, it's been nice to get back at home, and we have like a little 12-game home streak here, and we've gotten the first five of those. So we're glad to have some momentum. We know it's going to be a very tough weekend series with Nebraska, and we certainly wanted to have some momentum going into that series.
Coach, we know that Nick Swisher's put a lot of money into your park there, and the field's named after him. How much influence do you see him in the offseason? Does he come back? Does he contribute to the team in any way?
Yeah, Nick comes back probably about twice the time during the offseason. He'll come back. He came back for the field dedication, and then he came back for a football game, and he usually always comes back for one football game per year. And whenever we're in Florida, the Big Ten Big East Challenge that's in Tampa is also a Yankee spring training site. So he comes out and sees the team when we're in Tampa, talks to him during one of our practices on Thursday down there. So, you know, Nick's a Buckeye. Loves Ohio State University, and he and I have had a great relationship. I actually played in the Mets organization when his dad was one of my managers in pro ball. So my first connection to Nick was through his dad.
We're talking with Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, as they get ready to host the Huskers this weekend. They're on a 6-game winning streak. And, boy, one weekend series can take you from the bottom of the Big Ten to the top of the Big Ten. You guys were at the bottom. You get 3-game sweep. Now you're tied for second with the Huskers, both teams trying to stare down Purdue. How important is this series for the baseball team this weekend?
Well, you know, it's still relatively early, but it's kind of a pivotal weekend, no doubt. And, you know, you've got – you know, we want to have ourselves up at the top. That's what that's what we all play for. And, you know, Nebraska's in the same boat. And this weekend we got a chance to play head-to-head and get a game up on one another. And that's certainly what we're shooting for. And there's going to be a lot of baseball still to play, but this head-to-head opportunity is a chance to take care of a little bit of business on your own. And, we're certainly looking forward to it. It's going to be a war. We know that. And they're going to bring a good ball club in here, and we're going to have to get after it.
Coach, you've already had the opportunity to see Purdue in that opening weekend. Maybe a little surprise to some that they're leading the conference. What did you see from them? Do they got the type of talent that can make a run all the way to the end?
No doubt they do, and they've got a veteran ball club. That's the one thing about Purdue is that they give tough quality at bats. They don't strike out a lot. They got a little pop in their lineup, and on the mound, they just really make quality pitches. They're not a bunch of superstars on their pitching staff, but guys that know how to pitch and compete, and that's what they're doing. They just got themselves on a roll, and they believe in themselves right now, and they're going to be tough to beat. Somebody needs to get in there and knock them down a little bit. We had a chance to play them first weekend, and they were tough on us. They took 2 out of 3 here in Columbus.
Coach, tell us about Josh. Desi, I hope I'm not screwing that name up too bad. He provides pop to the lineup. He can pitch. He just does a little bit of everything. He's emerged on the scene since early in his career there.
Yeah, Josh DeZay, the pronunciation is DeZay. And, you know, the big fella, you know, ball clubs like Ohio State and Nebraska and the top teams in the Big Ten got big-time players, and Josh is one of those guys for us. And, you know, he's our first baseman, hits in the four hole, and then he'll close out the games and for us on the mound. And, you know, was a big-time prospect in high school, was drafted and decided to come to Ohio State. We're glad he did, and he continues to develop his game in his time here, and he's got a bright future in baseball.
Greg Beals, Ohio State Buckeye coach, in his second year with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, it looks like if you just look on paper and just look at the results, if you don't score runs, you guys are having a hard time winning. Your pitching has been pretty good, but there's been a lot of one- and two-run ball games. You had a freshman, Patrick Porter, step up for you last weekend and provide a little offense. Is he coming around?
Yeah, he is. You know, I think that this time of year, freshmen start to evolve and mature a little bit, and they've gotten some experience and they got some at-bats under their belt, and they're starting not to be the wide-eye player anymore, and Patrick's starting to come around that way. He's given us some very, very good at-bats in the last couple weeks.
Coach, talk about your pitching staff. Doug mentioned it. Do you go back to the weekend series? They've been shutting people down. It's not been a 12-8 ball game. It's been low scoring for you.
Yeah, you know, it is. And, you know, our pitchers have been pitching the ball very well. And that's good baseball, playing like that. That old style we were playing 3 or 5 years ago, 12-10s, is, man, it's a completely different baseball game. This is a much better game of baseball, in my opinion. It requires us to focus on defense, focus on controlling the runners, all the little things that make great baseball players. And from a coach's standpoint, I really like this style of baseball. And, you know, our guys have adapted well. We're pitching the ball extremely well. I think you're going to see the game continue to move towards the mound in the next couple of years in college baseball.
Is that going back to the change in the bat?
Yeah, that's the biggest part. You know, with the old bat, you know, we just kind of played gorilla ball. You know, you use the trampoline effect and let it go. And now, you know, pitchers were so afraid to pitch to the bat before and pitch to contact and, you know, pitch side to side so much. Now, pitchers are pitching with power, attacking the zone, and pitching with tilt on their breaking balls, and able to, you know, to feel confident going in there. And consequently, our pitchers are developing a whole lot better that way.
Doug, you think back, it's amazing more people didn't get hurt or even killed because of that bat.
Oh, it was a whole different time, and I think collegiate baseball players, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to hit 20 home runs, but I think it's much more enjoyable, and the game's not 4.5-5 hours anymore, and like maybe it was when Coach was in the MAC conference, and Greg Beals with us for just a last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it looks like it'll be Nebraska's you're pitching against Nebraska's hitting. They're in the top 10 coming into the week in batting average against Creighton on Tuesday. 8 of the 9 guys they put out there, everybody but the catcher, was batting over .310.
Yeah, they've got, you know, offensively they're strong. And you're right, it's going to be pitching versus hitting, and it's going to be, you know, both sides of the game too. Our guys are going to have to scratch and claw on offense to score some runs, and it'll be a classic contest, and I look forward to competing with Darren and our two ball clubs, two storied athletic programs, get to play baseball for the first time, at least in a long time anyway.
And who gets the nod for you tomorrow night?
Darren Long will be our Friday start, and you know, Darren's given us some quality starts. The last two have been really good, and we'll look for him to give our ball club a chance to win again tomorrow night.
Coach, before Nebraska entered in, would you say Ohio State, with the facility upgrades you guys have been able to have in the last couple of years, was that the best baseball facility in the conference?
Yeah, our facility is very good. Penn State is a shared facility with the city and the minor league ball club. They have a great facility also. But, you know, obviously I'm biased. I really like Nick Swisher Field at Bill Davis Stadium here in Columbus.
You and Coach Meyer been hanging out a lot, Coach?
Hey. But believe it or not, Coach Meyer's son is 13, and baseball's his sport. So we've gotten to know each other probably faster than any of the other coaches here on campus. So Urban's a great guy. We're excited about what he's going to do here in the program, and he certainly is up the ante. That's for sure.
Is the spring game Saturday at Ohio State? It is here in Nebraska.
No, it's not this Saturday. I think it's the 21st.
Okay.
It's in the week after. Yeah.
Well, as always, football overshadows baseball, but these will be two of the best programs in the Big Ten Conference battling in Columbus this weekend, and you can hear the games on 1230 KHAS. Craig Beals, head coach at Ohio State. Coach, we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and look forward to watching more Buckeye baseball. Best of luck the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time as we continue to preview Nebraska baseball and their opponents every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of a big series this weekend, Daddy. Ohio State can take over the lead in the conference or at least catch up, and since they're going to lose the tiebreaker to Purdue, they, as Coach said, got to keep winning at home, trying to extend that six-game winning streak.
Once again, I'm having trouble, and I know it's 70% of the time, according to Coach Hartlib, that's what teams win at home. But you got to find a way to win this series this weekend for the Huskers, and usually the pitching will beat good hitting. That's proven time and time again. But hopefully the Husker bats can get hot. They can do something about it. A little bit, you know, you got to win one. You got to win one against good competition on the road in Ohio State. Certainly after sweeping Minnesota is one of those teams you got to beat.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox.
Wondering your take on Dwayne Wade wanting to get paid to play in London this summer.
Where's that from?
That's from Mike.
I think if you don't want to play for the United States of America, then keep your ass home. That's what I think, Dwayne Wade. That's what I think to everybody that thinks they need to be paid to play in the Olympics. Fine, don't play. Fine. Stay home.
I guess I go the other. We're paying everybody else. We're paying these soccer players. Everybody's getting endorsement deals. You've already got the endorsement deals. Is it a selfish deal? No, you're probably trying to. If they're already making a ton of money, well, how much more money does Dwayne Wade want? I don't know. I see Dwayne Wade saying, you know what, this is a long enough season, even the NBA season shortened to 62 games this year. I'd like to have some time off, but everybody wants me to play, so I'll play. You feel pressure into playing, even if it's for your country, when you don't have much off time anyway. I understand that you'd like to fiscally be have something in the back pocket for that.
So we give him $25,000. Okay, donate it to some charity. It does not go to your pocket. I'll give you some middle ground. But you know what? If it's just such an inconvenience that you cabillionaires can't go play for your country, then stay home. I think it's sad. Fine, don't play.
That's their option, too. Yeah, if you're too busy and you want that time off to spend with your family, you only got so many opportunities. I mean, it's not like the Olympics come around every summer. You know, I know there's Pan Am. I know there's something
every 4 years.
I understand that, but I know every summer there's Pan Am games where you send them somewhere to. There's a lot that's required of their time.
I get it, but that's still my view. Our poll question yesterday was: do you agree with Arkansas's decision to fire head coach Bobby Petrino? 86% of you said yes. Today's poll question that gets you more points on our ESPN Rewards Fan Club: would you want to see your favorite NFL team appear on Hard Knocks? Daddy, would you want to see the Dallas Cowboys on Hard Knocks?
Absolutely. It's an inside look. It's a great show. Everybody tunes in to watch it.
Would you want to see the Carolina Panthers on Hard Knocks? They're not your favorite team.
No.
Would you want to see the Jacksonville Jaguars?
No, there's
not. Would you want to see the New York Jets?
Yes.
Would you want to see the Houston Texans?
Yes.
Would you want to see the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes.
Would you want to see the Arizona Cardinals?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, that's kind of my feeling all the way around the country. I think it just depends who your favorite team is. I would think, yeah, you'd want to see your team on Hard Knocks, but how much interest would there be on the St. Louis Rams being on Hard Knocks?
Depends on the star power of the teams.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's give away another pair of tickets to the spring game this Saturday. If you don't win them, you can still get them from the Nebraska Ticket Office at 1-800-8-BIG-RED. And once again, all 8th graders and younger may attend the spring game for free if they take the drug-free pledge that they have done so well for so many years at the University of Nebraska, one of the first schools to do that. 888-455-ESPN. Let's bring out some spring game trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin again.
Kevin, all right, buddy, here we go. The longest touchdown run in spring game history was 91 yards. By who?
Let's go with Roger Craig.
Not Roger Craig. In fact, I feel almost guilty. I'm going to have to maybe give a clue if we come back to that one. 888-45. In fact, I'll give the clue right now. The longest run in Nebraska spring game history did not come from a true running back. All right? It did not come from a true running back. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
John.
John, how you doing today?
Good.
Who has the longest run for a touchdown in spring game history? Longest touchdown run from scrimmage. It's not a punt return or a kick return, so people don't get crazy there.
Eric Crouch, you said.
It's not Eric Crouch, but try back. 888-455-ESPN. In fact, the most points ever scored in a spring game, a lot of people have scored 18, Daddy. Riley Washington, Terry Rogers, Steve Taylor, and tough Tony Davis scored 18 points in the 1973. That would be three touchdowns, by the way. Spring game. Let's go back to the phone line.
Six field goals.
Let's go to the bad line. Who are we chatting with?
Tim,
how you doing today?
Doing good.
All right, buddy. Who has kicked the most extra points in spring game history?
Oh, I wanted the other question.
Well, I'm sorry.
Which
kicker has kicked the most extra points in spring game history? And I'm going to help you out. It hasn't been in the last 15 years. So that eliminates Henry and the Brown boys.
Okay, Darren Erstad.
No. Not Darren Erstad. And Daddy, the same reminder. Darren Erstad did not kick extra points. He was the punter. He was not the PAT guy. Just some Husker knowledge out there. Back to the phone lines. We're giving away spring game tickets. Who are we chatting with?
It's Dan.
Dan, who has kicked the most extra points in a spring game?
Oh, boy.
It happened in the 80s. It happened in the 80s. Yep.
No idea.
All right, try back. 888-455-ESPN. Dennis Claridge has the best completion percentage. He was 7-for-7 back in the 1963 spring game. Giving away spring game tickets to Saturday's contest. Give us a buzz. 888-455-ESPN. It's funny to look at some of this stuff. It's just, it's funny. You ever heard of Mike Demps, Daddy?
No.
He had a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in the 99 spring game. So did Titus Brothers. In the 2006 spring game.
I've heard of Titus Brothers.
Yeah. The next great thing. Give us a buzz, folks. Spring game tickets up for grabs. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, dude, this is Kirk.
Kirk, who has the longest touchdown run from scrimmage in spring game history? 91 yards.
I guess say maybe Bobby Newcomb.
That is correct! 91 yards, Bobby Newcomb, 1998. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Hang on the line. We're going to set you up with those spring game tickets. Thanks for the call.
All right.
We'll have one more set of spring game tickets to give away on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show.
I would never.
Bobby Newcomb!
Who was the other? Who's got the extra points?
Dale Klein, 1986, had seven of them.
I was going to say Mike Stiggy.
That's a good one. I like it.
Byron Bennett.
I like it. Nebraska will have one more so-called practice today. It's a walkthrough. They're not putting on any pads, just helmets, regular tennis shoes, and shorts. They'll go for a little bit today. Kind of. Usually, this is to get you ready for what the go-through is for tomorrow or for Saturday.
Yeah, I think you know whether you're interested in a spring game or not. They'll cover it. They're going to replay it on Big Ten Network Saturday night after it's all over. So if you want to check it out, it'll be on there.
Bo was also asked yesterday, okay. Daddy, about the Arkansas job. And better than most of the time.
I didn't even know my name got thrown around, but I don't know. I don't even know how that stuff happens. So I'm here, and I'm happy to be here. So, I mean, you know, if people want to throw my name around, that's up to them. But it's kind of ludicrous. I mean,
and here
front page of ESPN, one of the first stories, Pelini answers questions about Arkansas job or something like that. ESPN College Football News.
And here's this. I mean, that's standard. This should be every time now. Standard answer. Bo finally has it down.
I'm sure if my name's being thrown around, there's probably 20 others. So who knows? I always say this is a destination job. This isn't a stepping stone job. And you know, people throw names out there and. We're focused on trying to win a championship here, and that's all I'm concerned with, and that's what we're looking forward to doing, and having the best football team we can this fall.
I know. We'll work on that for you. That's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, folks, Oh, well, maybe Erstad did do long field goals. I don't know. I don't remember that. I don't remember Erstad ever kicking a field goal. We'll check that out.
How many points Darren Erstad scored in his Husker career?
We'll check that out. And don't forget, folks, the big soccer battle today in Grand Island. Unbeaten Kearney against unbeaten Grand Island. They are 2-3 again this week. That should be great. As Coach Steinbrück said when we had him on Monday's show, they had like 1,200 and some over there at Memorial Field in Grand Island last year, which is just like a quadruple what they ever get for a soccer game. So that should be fun. Best of luck to both of those teams, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll have a little preview of the spring game as well with more Husker football and one more set of spring game tickets to give away. We want to thank Greg Beals, head baseball coach at Ohio State, and Scott Tolsman, who is from the Buffalo County Brawl, and he is putting on the boxing card that's going on this Saturday night with Knockout Sports Entertainment. Thanks for staying with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. It's time now for lunch.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 on your AM dialing, Kearney. 1550 in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!